Tonight, our first segment in what will now be a regular coverage of the equity markets. We're calling it Equity Markets, The View from Silicon Valley. And I'm going to be joined by my partner, Chuck Gibson. He's the managing member of Financial Perspectives, and my partner in C-Lane Advisory, both investment advisors in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm going to be using slides on the Instant Teleseminar tonight, so see if you can access the slide button. If not, we will have the slides posted at the blog this evening as well. Our theme tonight is Here It Comes, Ready or Not. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, once said, deal with reality or reality will deal with you. And that's a little bit the kind of feeling I get when I watch and explore all of what's happening with new technologies and innovation. It's both digital technology, it's lots of other new technologies, and it's innovation in the way that technologies are applied. And they're literally exploding out of the labs, out of the R&D departments, and even inventors' garages. And some of it strikes me as very inspiring and useful, and some of it sounds absolutely terrifying and gruesome. The risks are many. The risks are that we use it to dehumanize, that we use it to entrain, to manipulate, and to create deeply invasive and controlling militaries, economies, and cultures, including ones that do harm to the integrity of our living systems. But then the opportunity is that we use it to heal and promote innovation, greater communication, and decentralized wealth and peace. It's interesting. I have a small investment club called the Solari Circle, and about 2 years ago, we asked each other if we were free to simply optimize using markets and decentralized economies, how much wealth do we think we could create? And what we discovered was, in our opinion, existing wealth was literally 1 to 20% of what was possible. And part of that was implementing new technologies. So whichever way it goes, whether it goes towards a positive future or negative future, what's important to understand is the change is underway, and it's quite dramatic. And one of the reasons is that the consumer is very much embracing the new technology. There's a new article out in Time magazine. It's called The Wireless World. And what it shows in survey after survey in countries and regions around the world, when it comes to mobile technology and integrating the internet into far more aspects of life, the consumer is very much on board with enormous 60, 70, 80, 90% of populations in a given area saying this has made their life better and it's terrific. Equity markets reflect the speed that the consumer is embracing technology because it has a very important impact on earnings, whether it's a company whose earnings are rising because they're introducing the new technology or a company whose earnings are falling because they haven't stayed current. Apple this month became the most valuable company in the history of the planet, market value of $620 billion now. I remember telling you all in March I was headed to Portugal because at that point, Apple, the market capitalization of Apple had surpassed the total market capitalization of all publicly traded stocks in Spain, Portugal, and Greece in combination. So new technology and innovation is a primary trend. It's going to be one that's very long-lived, and it's pretty simple to understand at the root of it what is driving this, and that is we have growing populations, a growing middle class globally, and limited natural resources. And what that means is that there is enormous pressure on the most creative minds of our generation to come up with ways to do more with less. And in many respects, it's a good and it's a necessary thing. I want to make sure you have the knowledge you need to help yourself and your family and your assets navigate this environment successfully. And understanding the new technology primary trend is important. So, as I said, here it comes, ready or not.